This is crazy. We have so much to talk about.
There's so much to talk about. Unpack. So much life.
Holy moly, it's been a minute.
Okay, well, let's just get the big ones out of the way. You're a dad now.
I'm a dad now. Was I a dad last time we recorded? I think I was.
Maybe
close. I don't know. But I'm a dad now.
I don't think so. Like, okay, first off, tell us the baby's name.
My baby's name is Lola Elizabeth.
That is the cutest.
Quinones.
She's cutest cute freaking name.
Cute little baby. She has red hair. She has brown eyes. She's really tiny. Has a little chubbiest little cheeks. And yeah, she's just a little cutie patootie. So I don't know if we recorded since.
We recorded our last episode, which shout out to Elias Vargas, May 28th of 2023.
Dang. Yeah, that was right before.
Yeah.
I had the baby.
That's crazy.
So yeah, I had a baby, everyone. Yeah, it's been awesome.
Well, you didn't have the baby.
Well, I didn't have the baby. My wife had the baby. Shout out Kristen for creating that thing for 9 months and, you know, going through labor. It's kind of an intense process. It's really wild, actually. So, shout out women out there all over the place.
Dude, for real.
It's crazy.
They're the real MVPs. Not only that, but like not even a month after you had the baby, I got married.
Yeah, you got married, so they don't know you're married.
Yeah, shout out to my beautiful wifey, Samantha Harper.
Samantha James.
Sam the man, Anthem, as Caleb Lindgren likes to call her.
Who's that? I don't know who Caleb Lindgren
Nah, he's a bum.
That's my brother-in-law.
Yeah, dude.
I like that guy.
So I got married June 23rd of 2023.
It's
been almost 7 months. Isn't that wild?
A long time. Yep.
Yeah.
My baby's like 8 months now.
I know.
Almost 8 months.
Your baby's like it's always going to be just a little bit older than my marriage.
So
that's crazy.
That's a good way to keep track. Yeah, we brought the little baby to your wedding, too. She was tiny.
Yeah, dude. Everybody was like loving. She was vibing, dude.
Yeah, she was really vibing. She was just chilling out. She's a little extrovert in the making now, so.
Oh, she really is. What was like your favorite part of from the wedding?
You're going to make me gas up your wedding right now?
Yeah, dude, absolutely. it was lit, bro.
Honestly, my favorite part is just that the boys were all back together. All the friends are back together. The band reunited for a weekend.
We really did.
It was pretty sweet. We're all just, and then, I don't know, I just like to dance and party at the receptions.
We turned up, bro. Shout out Hanson. Hanson made the playlist. But yeah, we had
Christian style anyways.
My groomsmen, bro, they played Ray Shrimmered.
They did.
They played Ray Shrimmered and
But we didn't drink.
We did not drink. It was a dry wedding.
It was dry.
All right, but my best man, my boy, my brother for life, Tate's.
Yes, sir.
Woo! And Hanson.
Yeah,
you guys gave some phenomenal speeches. Like, really brought tears to my eyes. Oh, dude.
John was crying.
Bro, I was tearing up even thinking about it, dude. Shout out Sanchez. Sanchez also a part of the party. He gave a dope speech. We had Ricky there. And then my little brother, Drew. It was just a whole gang affiliation. We played a ton of video games. Did an escape room. That was sick.
Yeah.
Hanson made a whole scavenger hunt. Everybody all pulled together and got me some Nike Dunks Low, like a gray and white. And they're sick. They're some of my favorite shoes.
But I gotta say, everyone, I really wanted John to have the Spider-Man collab. They were only like $100 more.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I'm a little sad I didn't get into the Spider-Verse. Across the Spider-Verse?
Across the Spider-Verse. Yeah. No, your dunks are still sweet.
No, they are. They're really practical to like add with any fit, pretty much.
Yeah, they really are. So it's nice to have that shoe.
But yeah, dude, it's holy crap, man. I'm married. You have a kid. And then life just didn't slow down.
No, it didn't. Summer was crazy. And
yeah, Sam. As fall. Soon as summer ended, Sam got a job as the early childhood pastor.
Yep, at our church.
Yep, and then you got a new job as well, right?
I got a new job, yeah. I'm a case manager, and it's a really cool job. It's really flexible. It's a remote job. I've never had one of those before. They're wild.
Like, so you just play PlayStation all day then,
pretty
right?
much, yep. make a couple phone calls, play a couple video games. Take a nap, go to the gym, whatever.
No, I'm actually super proud of you. You know, you actually work. Like, I think I hung around with you a couple times during a work day, and you're like actually sitting down, you know, either calling people or working on the files. And I was playing Xbox.
No, it's
distracting you.
It's different. Like, I don't really have Sunday blues as bad anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I just get up and walk to my desk. Or something.
Oh, that's a good point.
There's like really nothing to like. I mean, there's some things that are stressful, but there's nothing really to make me not want to go into work anymore.
Yeah, for real. I mean, yeah.
No, that's cool, though. Yeah, and it's really awesome to be able to use my degree and get a job in the mental health field and
Because, like, all these hours are counting towards your master's, right?
No, not yet. They if I do my internship through them.
Oh, so I see. I
could get paid through them, but...
That would be sweet.
That's pretty sweet, yeah.
How is that? Like, is the homework load, like, is it the same and just, like, a different kind of intensity? Or, like, what is that, like,
in
how does
master's?
That change from bachelor's to master's? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it really focuses more on what we're studying. So there's not a lot of fluff and fillers, you know, like in anime filler. Gotcha. So there's not a lot of filler classes.
Yeah.
So it's actually way more straightforward, and it's a lot more interesting because we're just doing what we're more focused on. You know what I'm saying? Like, just this more counseling classes and stuff like that. So it's way.
So it must be easier to
like
lock in.
Yeah, it is.
Because you're not worrying about like historical crap or math or English. Like, you get to focus on, like, the career path you've chosen.
Yeah, exactly. So that's legit. It's been nice. But there's still some days where the assignment load sucks.
Oh, yeah.
But I will say it's definitely broken down way better than at least our online bachelor's was. Because we had to do, what, two classes in 7 weeks, which is insane in our bachelor's.
Dude, we just
plowed through classes and had two papers every week, two discussions, two quizzes.
Yeah.
This one's a little bit more chill. It's like... what we do, two classes over 14 weeks, so the weeks are kind of later.
Okay.
And there'd be like sometimes where I call it a mini break where we don't have any assignments due on Sunday, so I just have
a free
weekend. Yeah,
that's super nice. Yep. Then you can just enjoy watching football.
Yep.
And all the upsets that have happened.
Yeah, dude, it's been crazy.
Dude, that's honestly like, okay, I'm trying to get into football. And honestly, I think next year I want to join a fantasy team. Like maybe like me, you, or like Hanson.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's
do like a fantasy league.
We should do an audience fantasy league.
Oh, hey, DM us.
That'd be crazy.
Let us know if you want us to do that.
It's gonna be, it'll have to be only like 10 teams, though. I'm not doing 14, 15.
Yeah. I don't really know the logistics of all that, but I think that would be awesome. A great way for you guys to get connected. But yeah, like I've watched a couple games, and I also keep up with like ESPN and SportsCenter and such.
No, diabolical what happened this weekend. Oh, absolutely loved it, though.
Okay, first off, Texan pulled off a win, right?
Yeah, that's like a third team that I like, a secondary team.
Dallas got slapped.
Yeah. That was America wins when Dallas loses. Amen.
Okay. Yeah. The Eagles lost.
America wins and the
Eagles
loses.
Eagles are out of the playoffs.
Yeah, that's awesome.
What?
Amazing.
So no repeat for the Eagles.
No.
Oh my goodness. We have the Ravens in, like high contention.
Okay, I think they're going to take it, but
we'll
see.
The
Lions
have been putting up a fight.
Yeah. Dude. My wife's team,
the Packers.
My secondary team, all right, whatever, yeah. So I have to like the Packers a little bit because that was the first game I went to in Lambeau. It was my first real life NFL experience, and it was amazing. And my family, or my wife's family, I guess my family, loves the Packers. They bleed cheese, so I watch them, kind of root for them if my teams are out. So
dude, shout out Jordan Love.
So like low key, shout out, that was awesome. The Packers won. They beat the Cowboys, bro. That's amazing.
Dude, yeah, that was... I was very happy about that.
Yeah.
I'm a low-key Packers fan because my favorite artist, Andy Mineo, is a Packers fan. So, you know, it just
Shout
makes
out
sense.
Andy.
Yeah. Wait. Hey, Andy, please drop some music, okay? It's been too long. Love you.
It's been wild.
Come back.
It's been wild.
Anyways. But, yeah, so I would also... I think I saw a post... I sent it to you guys the other day. And I know I'm a little behind on news, but Nick Saban...
Yep.
After like 17 years?
Yeah.
Bill Belichick after 24 years?
Insane.
And then Pete Carroll after 19 years?
Yeah, that one's sad, bro.
That one is awful.
Wild.
He has been the heart
of
that team.
The Seahawks have a special place in your heart because you're born in Washington.
Born
in Oregon. No. Yeah,
no, I grew up in Washington.
Born in Oregon.
But only like, I remember my childhood in Washington.
Yeah, so Washington was like your hometown for a while, so... course.
Yeah, so that one hurts, man.
Yeah.
And then Russell getting benched.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's just
crazy,
been a wild season.
Crazy
upset.
Oh,
and then the Saints, my actual team that I really love, my primary team, the Saints fired their OC.
Oh, they did?
Yep, their offensive coordinator. He was there for 18 years, too, which is kind of crazy.
That's wild.
But they fired him because they had the most boring offense in the league. Stats-wise.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's true.
It's been a year in football. It's been crazy, but...
Okay. Bring it in. Super Bowl prediction.
Oh, how are we doing scores?
Just, no, just teams. Who's going to make it?
Oh my gosh, right now, it's so hard to say. But AFC, like, I really do believe Ravens will make it.
Because they got to beat the Lions, right?
No, in the AFC. So Ravens have to either beat the Bills or Chiefs.
Oh.
Well, no, first they have to beat the Texans. So that would be sweet, the Texans.
Oh, that's going to be a good game.
But I low-key think the Ravens will make it to the chip. And then on the NFC side, I think it's going to be close between Niners and Lions.
Oh, man, yeah. I want to say I think Niners are going to pull it out. Don't get me wrong. The Lions have been a crazy upset team. They're good, but
their defense is.
And I just don't think they have enough experience in those high-pressure situations.
Yeah.
Like, they haven't made the playoffs in how long?
So long.
You know? Ever. So, yeah, we'll see. But I'm thinking Niners and Ravens. That's where I'm going. Yeah,
I think so. That's a pretty basic
guess. Because, I mean, Lamar Jackson is the best QB in the league.
To me, I don't know if people think this, but to me, I think he deserves it. He's been balling.
He's been balling. I mean, he's been with the Ravens how long?
Since like 20, don't quote me on this, like 17 or 18, something like that.
He's putting in his time. Yeah, for a while. It's time. But, all right, enough football talk. We gave a couple wins. I mean, me getting married and, you know, Tate's having a kid and all that stuff. Those are some dope wins. But, like, what are some current wins?
Some current wins right now, I mean, we'll get into it, like, probably in the next second. But my life is just finally back on track to just feeling normal again. So
that's a crazy statement to say because of how crazy your life's been.
It's been wild. So it just feels good to be doing something like this and just living life and doing the normal day-to-day things.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, I just about a month and a half ago took a risk and I quit my job at the countertop shop and I signed up to be a FedEx delivery driver.
Nice.
And I'm not gonna lie, I didn't even think I was gonna make it past the training because they had me in these giant vehicles trying to go through these cone courses and drive throughout town and not like kill anybody, you know, like it's scary, but I made it and dude, I love my job. I mean, the last 2 days haven't been like phenomenal, but like, hey, I'm still able to like enjoy what I do because I drive and I deliver packages and I listen to music or I call people or I listen to podcasts. For real. And like that's like a huge thing for me because I'm able just to kind of lock in on that and that really helps like improve my mood.
Yeah.
You know, like my wife, like yesterday I was having a super crappy day and I couldn't find like a house or something. I'm getting turned around. I think it was a 20-minute ordeal of going down this back road, almost getting stuck. I mean, because we got hit with like a major cold snap and snow. And she was like, hey, it's too early to be upset. And so I went and I turned on the Spitballers podcast and almost peed my pants laughing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, dude. So it's just like moments like that where it's like, okay, not all jobs you're able to just put in headphones or talk to somebody and stuff. So it's it's a huge blessing. Also, my management, shout out Dwayne, bro. Man's a legend. He's my manager. I absolutely love that guy. And the people I work with are great. So, I mean, all around, it's a massive win.
No, that's really cool. I don't know why, but I really wanted to tell people that it's really cold here. When you said that,
it's so like, cold.
It's diabolical, bro. It's like, bad.
We've been negative 20 for, now we're like starting to warm up. But, like, since last Thursday, and today's Tuesday, so last Thursday started this cold snap, and we were negative 20 Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And
dude, one night it got to negative 37. It almost hit record. Last year we hit negative 40 for one day, but this time it lasted.
It was consistent, too.
It was a while.
And there was fog, and people were driving dumb, and it's been awful.
It's been wild. Like, there's been a couple days where the high was negative 10.
Yeah. That was the high. That was like the warmest it got. So, yeah. Low-key, it kind of felt like quarantine days a little bit. Because I didn't get deployed because the roads were so bad. So, the wife and I just kind of stayed in and watched movies all day.
Yeah, they canceled a lot of travel, too. Mm-hmm. And, some internets went out. Some people's internet. And
thank God nothing went out for us.
Dude. Half our apartment's out.
Wait, really?
Yeah, the cold. I think some of the cold, we just blew a breaker, so.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Are you good?
Yeah, we're good. I mean, we just don't, like our TV, we can't plug in our TV because.
What?
Yeah, we'd have to move it. So, I mean, it's like a corner, a square part of our apartment, so.
Is it like a flip or breaker thing, or is it
I tried, but I think it's like the breaker's blown, so.
Did you get to call an electrician?
Yeah, I called maintenance, but apparently they're elbows deep in water or burst pipe, so they were like, if your heat's not broken, you guys can survive for a little bit. We're like, thanks, man.
That's so awful.
I was like, thank you.
But I mean, burst pipes is a little bit more.
Not having to.
That's tough.
Yeah, it's been wild.
So. Okay, so we talked about wins. Those are good. But, let's get into why your win is so, honestly, a miracle.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. So, I mean, kind of part of the reason why we took such a long break is life for me was just insane. So, like I mentioned, we had a daughter in May, and she's cute and doing all the baby things right now. But that started off a little rough because we ended up spending, when I just knew she was born, we spent like 15 or 16 days in the NICU. So we had to do that. Like, we couldn't take her home, which was really hard on new parents. We couldn't take her home for a while and kind of just had to do all that stuff. And while my wife was pregnant, she was also super sick, like couldn't work, barely did anything for, 9 months? She went to work maybe like one day a week and she was just throwing up and stuff. And during that time, too, we had a bunch of tests done on the baby just to make sure it was fine. And they found some things that could have been – it was like genetic stuff, and they were saying that we could have like a really disabled daughter and really disabled this. So they got us all ready, and we were preparing for the worst. And, yeah, so it was just a long journey with that. And then during the pregnancy, they found that my wife had a hole in her heart, insult to injury, right? And so that's not good, obviously. And so they put her on blood thinners during that, and they said, this hole is really significant. You're going to need to – well, first, you're going to be a high-risk pregnancy, and then we're going to have to watch you the whole time. Mm-hmm. And then they decided that – or they said that she's going to have open-heart surgery, after she recovers and stuff. So we go through all that, do the NICU thing, prepare for, a severely disabled child, which, thank God, our baby was born, and she's not as bad as they said she was.
Yeah.
She was born with like 15 toes, so I gotta get those fixed.
Extra toes extra chromosomes, right?
Right, exactly. So she's gonna have to go through that surgery for her feet and knees and hips too. I think they're all just kind of a little weird, but other than that, she's pretty much healthy. I mean, a little bit delayed from the NICU and stuff like that.
But from a learning standpoint, like, is she like on par?
Yeah, she's pretty much on par. So it's been a blessing that she just didn't turn out the way they said. So
yeah,
I think that's a shout out God moment.
Actually,
a lot of people praying for her and stuff. So then we did that, and then during that time too, I was working at the church part time as a janitor, pretty much, which was fun.
Oh man, miss those days.
But I decided that I couldn't be part time anymore, so I decided to go move and onto a bank job, which was fun, but it was also a lot.
You dressed up cute though.
Yeah, just like
nice every day. You looked good, bro.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, it's kind of boring too, like low key, because we just like sit there in between customers and. Whatever. I mean, it was a good job. Like, I'm glad God put me there for the time being. But it was just it just felt like a lot having to, like, go to the bank and then do homework and being a new dad and doing all that stuff. And, also trying to fit the gym in there 5 to 6 days a week. And try to be a present husband and do ministry. And it was just a lot. So, that time, I honestly was really burning the wicks at both ends. And that's kind of, like, where... I don't know, during that time, me and you were, to be honest, weren't...
Yeah, we were kind of, like, not like necessarily like, at odds, we but I mean, it was... I was trying to figure out what married life looked like, because at the time, over the summer, Sam and I, when we got married, we lived... Her grandparents have a little cabin apartment up in Ashley Lake, and so that's like 30 minutes to get into town. And so we just kind of like isolated, not because we wanted to, but because we had to, And so it was really hard to stay connected to community and such. And so once we were able to move back into town, but that wasn't until September. So it was like 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
I might be over exaggerating. I think 2 or 3 months of just kind of not being able to be around you guys. And also it's just hard to make time when you're dealing with all these things.
Yeah.
And like you guys are trying to figure out like, hey, we gotta take care of what's right in front of us. And it wasn't like, hey, screw you, John, but it was like,
it was like priority shit.
We gotta like kind of bunker down.
Yeah.
Like the heart surgery, like if that could have gone haywire, like you could have lost Kristen.
Yeah.
And like this wasn't like
oh yeah, she ended up having heart surgery in November, so all that passed, and then in November, then she went and had open heart surgery. Mm-hmm. So she's 6 weeks post-op this Thursday. So
yeah, I mean,
by the time this comes out, she'll probably be 8 weeks. Mm. So yeah, I mean, so that went really well and smooth, and that was definitely very terrifying.
Yeah, like, so like all of that, yeah, just you kind of hunkered down. You know, you kind of just were like, okay, I just got to focus on family. And for me, I was like, I just got to figure out like what. I'm starting a new job, you know, and then I was looking about leaving my job, and
I guess that was way before. I was like, you moved all the way back here too.
That was last year. It was a year from now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, just a ton of life had happened. And
trying to serve, too.
And, yeah, there just was so many rhythms of life that weren't, like, cohesive in both of our lives. And not saying that, you know, my stuff was more intense than yours, because it definitely wasn't. But it just was like, we made the decision to just kind of pause and really focus on our families. And then we came together and really just kind of like rebuilt our friendship.
Yeah.
Like we didn't, like I kind of just like put podcasting, like I didn't even bring it up.
Yeah.
And we just started like hanging out, like coming over, watching movies, doing game nights, like, we would like our latest thing has just been going to get like Panda Express.
Yeah,
you know, like
because my wife cannot eat it when she was pregnant.
My wife doesn't like it, dude.
It triggered a sickness for her in pregnancy, and then she just will not eat it anymore. It scarred her.
Yeah, so both our wives are against it.
Yeah,
yeah, full boycott. But
yeah,
for
I just think during that time too, I didn't really know how to balance things, and I realized that. I mean, it was intense for sure.
Yeah,
like going through all that, and so. I also was really like I isolated because that's just something I do, and I realized that we need community. So
yeah.
So like we isolated, and we were like, well, that's probably not the best move. Like we didn't want to like I don't know. It was just weird. We just felt like we didn't want to bother anyone and put that burden on people. But that's something that we really try to do differently this time around with her surgery is to like with her open heart surgery was to just bring people around and
you did a great job.
Ask for help and that took a lot of stress off of us for sure.
Yeah, like you asked us to help with Sandy quite a bit, and which is awesome. I love Sandy, and your dog loves me. She's not little. This is pit bull named Sandy, right? Just a big hulking dog. You know, she got like muscles on muscles, and she just literally like levitates when she sees me.
Yeah, she just jumps.
And she just is like skittering on the floor. It's the cutest thing ever. But yeah, it's just like. To kind of wrap that up, and I know we rambled a little bit, but just kind of wrap that up, it's like we had to focus on our own, and then we kind of just had to reintroduce, like, just being friends. Because that's why we started this podcast. Yeah. We're best friends, you know? And so, like, I don't know how you feel, but like, I feel like we're kind of back into that point.
Yeah, I think it's easier to, like, want to just sit down and talk instead of it being a chore.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that I've balanced life a little bit better too. So, I mean, I remember I would just get so annoyed when you'd bring it up
because
I just didn't want to have to worry about it. And it like wasn't personal against John or anything. It was just that I just didn't want to. I just couldn't think about doing another thing because everything else that was going on, my mental load and stuff. So, but I think with this job, like I said, schedule is a lot more flexible. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we just became more friends or whatever.
Yeah. So, I mean, like along with that, like we just, you know, we really just, we're like, is Toes and Tates something we still wanted to do? And we really, like, we asked that question. And we genuinely, like, thought about, like, there was thoughts of me, like, going off on my own and doing a solo thing. But, like, it wouldn't be the same. And I didn't want it to. I didn't want to be just me. Like,
yeah, part of me didn't want to let go either.
Yeah.
It was kind of fun to see. It was kind of addicting a little bit to see, like, the views go up.
Yeah, the views. Subscribers. And the people we get to meet, you know? Like,
I did not want to let that go, actually, at all. I did not want to let go. No, the connections of
so many
all cool the cool people like Sean and
Casey.
And I've been Snapchatting Grant the kid.
Oh, you've been Snapchatting him, bro. He sends me the most random texts. Grant. Like a week before Christmas, Grant sent me a picture of him in a Spider-Man costume.
Yeah.
And so, I immediately saved it and made it his profile picture. Yep, exactly. So, yeah, it's just like we've been blessed to make so many dope connections.
Eli is so dope.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Shout out Eli, who we got to get you on the podcast.
Wowie too.
Dude, I just ordered a new hoodie.
Let's go.
I'm freaking hyped.
Is that your Christmas present?
Yeah, it was. It was like $60, I think. Yeah. I used a discount code.
Okay, bet. Yeah. So
sweet. Our discount code.
Our discount.
Yeah.
It works, huh?
Dude, I forgot about that. So, but yeah, so we just are like, we really just had to rethink everything. And yeah, I know we already did an episode. We were like, we're rethinking everything. And what are we doing? And but more life has happened and much more life has happened, you know, not just me moving, you know, it's like, this is, I mean, we are in such different places now from, you know, like a year ago. Mm-hmm. So much has happened, and we just, we really wanted to, like...
it's way different.
Do we want to do this? You know, like, is our mission statement, is our title, like, does it still align with what we want? And, like, to answer that question, no.
Nah, it doesn't.
And, in fact, if you guys saw the cover, you know, before you listen to the episode, it's a bit of a spoiler, but, yeah, we name changed. Yeah. Changing it to John and Tate's.
Yeah.
So, you know, we drastically changed the name because, you know, we wanted... I'm just kidding. We kept it simple.
Yeah.
Because Toes and Tate's is something that was, like, special.
Yeah, it was more... It was an inside joke, and I just don't think it landed the way
We thought it was way funnier.
Yeah, we did. Toes is, like... It's kind of weird, you know?
It's weird. Like,
it's kind of weird.
Is this man on Feet Finder? Or?
Yeah. So, and, I don't know. Even after we released the episode, people were still like... So what's this toasty?
Yeah,
we're like,
he's like, no, there's no weird things about it. So just to kind of clear things up, it's John and Tate's, you know, and we, you know, our original mission statement was a podcast. We talk about music, ministry, and life. And for being honest, we kind of pigeonholed ourselves into ministry,
music.
And don't hear that. And you know, if you've been on the podcast and you're listening, don't hear this as we regret. We don't regret anything.
No, we don't. It's
been We have met so many dope artists.
Well, like I said, I missed it when we were talking about it, and people were talking about starting podcasts. And I heard a couple people start one, and I was like, I miss ours, you know. So
yeah, but it was more of a realization of our mission statement needs to change because our heart has changed.
Yeah.
And so along with our name being John and Tate's now, our mission statement is simply this. I have it right here. Do you want to? Yeah, I was waiting. I didn't know if you wanted to say it or
I was like, we lost it.
Oh, no, I have it right
here. It's where we randomly converse with a Christian view on life. And so we took out music, ministry, and life. And I just said life. But it's just where we randomly converse with a Christian view. So we're just going to talk about anything and everything randomly about it could be anything, honestly. I feel like it just leads so music. I don't know why that happened. Maybe because I was just low-hanging fruit.
Me too.
And it was easy.
There's so many dope artists and creatives that I've wanted to talk to in a podcast format. That I was like, yo, I could hit up this person, hit this person, hit this person. And it wasn't like it was guaranteed. Like, it wasn't like an easy yes. And we got a lot of no's, actually. Mm-hmm. But the ones that did say yes, like, it wasn't we got tired of too much music, but it was just more we're like, hey, we want to expand for the sake of our audience as well.
Yeah.
Like, for you guys. And man, I...
Well, we had a bunch of cool topic ideas, but we're like, where does that even land with our tagline? Yeah. And it kind of... I mean, it did, but... We could have probably ran with it, but it...
We could have ran with it, but it didn't make sense, you know?
And it's like, how do you talk about ministry without preaching a message?
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't think that's... I mean, we could try something like that from
now. We definitely could, yeah.
But I don't know, we just... I think also where I was at, too, like I said, I didn't have anything left to give. Like, I was just so drained anyway, so my creativeness wasn't there, so... But... So I think... I feel like, for me anyways, this opens up my horizons a little bit more.
100%.
To be able to just say whatever... And so it doesn't have to be scoped within music, ministry, and life.
Yeah. This just allows for us to really do what we want to do.
Yeah.
It gives us complete creative freedom and ability. And it allows for, you know, us to... We're going to continue bringing dope artists on.
Yeah.
But we want to bring on other amazing people in different career fields. Like, if you guys know any collegiate or even professional athletes, send them our way. We would love to interview them. That would be... Amazing.
Sweet,
like, that is a dream of ours. Like, we want to make sure that the content that we're bringing for you guys, the audience, is not just random, you know, but is expansive.
Yeah.
It's broad, you know, and it's, you know, so if some people really like music, you know, hey, they can listen to these episodes with artists. And some people, you know, really like things leaning towards ministry. Well, we have, you know, these conversations. Like, we want it to kind of cater towards a broader audience. But we have to be careful because I was actually listening to, or maybe I was watching a video, you know, Ruslan, the artist.
Yeah.
Well, now the YouTuber, phenomenal YouTuber.
Yeah, he did that really well.
He
kills it.
I got to just give him props to that. Yeah. But he was talking about, like, if you just want to reach everybody, you're going to reach nobody. So don't hear this as we want to reach everybody. Like, our main demographic that we're reaching for is young adults.
Yep, young adults.
Young adults, you know? And, you know,
with
people...
With a Christian view.
With a Christian view.
Sheesh.
Yeah. And this doesn't mean that people older or younger than that, you know, target range can't listen. In fact, we have people listening all the way up to their 70 plus.
Yes. Yeah, so you know, awesome.
Which is so cool. Like,
shout out to my mom too. She'll listen to this on
the dude. Like, it's just.
She's not 70.
It's crazy. No.
She's 35. Like,
yeah, for real, for real. But we wanted to like really kind of incorporate that and take that into account and be like, okay, so even though we do have a target audience, we still want to make it so that other people that maybe aren't in that target audience can still listen and enjoy.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, I think you hit a nail on the head. And I think it would be kind of cool to kind of cast some of our ideas for episodes.
100%,
like,
yeah.
Like, kind of just a sneak peek into what it is. I think one episode or one segment or episode idea that I really liked, my wife kind of helped us spearhead the idea. It's called John's Jams.
Oh, okay. Talk to me about John's Jams.
That'll just be like a music episode. We're mainly focusing it toward John. Like, I'll have probably some recommendations, but like I was saying, just for like probably about a year ago now, I was just kind of drained. And that was also another part of why I wanted to rebrand and get away from the music thing, is just because I just didn't feel like I had the capacity to keep up with music anymore. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I probably will now. And there's the new drops, like Not Clyde.
Yeah.
I'll probably like say more on the highlights. Mm-hmm. But I think John's Jams gives you an opportunity just to talk about all the music that dropped in a month
or
whenever you drop it. And you can talk about everything so I don't have to pretend and fake it.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be fun, and it'll maybe help me find the highlights too. And
so, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's so much music. Like even just the last couple of days, I've been trying to catch up.
Well, that's like your thing, though.
Love it, though.
Like, that's your niche.
That's my niche.
Honestly, if John could have a career just for viewing CHH, he'd be a millionaire. Like,
yeah, dude. That's what I want to do. Like, that would be really cool.
That's like what gets him up at night, you know, or in the morning.
No, like, I've honestly thought about it, like, career-wise. Like, if I could, you know, be full-time ministry, that's like a dream of mine.
Right.
But if also I could have like my own radio show.
Yeah.
That would be amazing, you know, because like those are the two things that I like jump between. It's like I want to do full time ministry, but also would love to have a radio show.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so it's just
it'd be cool.
So, but I mean,
or your own podcast,
dude. We have so many dope ideas. We've already got a roadmap for our first, I think, 5 episodes.
Yeah.
You know, we're trying to talk to our producer and get him on an episode. You mentioned somebody in your master's program.
Masters, yeah.
We don't want to give too much away. Yeah. But we're gonna say somebody in his master's program. And so
he just dropped the podcast, so I want to support him too. And
just
cross communities, you know. So.
Yeah, really. Yeah, and just, you know, like encourage and help him grow, and you know, and maybe he'll help us grow as well. But like, that's not the goal. Like, the goal is just to have, you know, these real and authentic conversations.
Yeah. I'm excited for the episode 5, though.
Oh, dude. Oh, episode 5 is gonna be good. Two words. Put it in two words.
Savage Jesus.
Savage Jesus. Well, hey guys, we're gonna like wrap this up. Because that's what we want to talk about.
It's been a minute since we podcast.
Yeah, where we've been, what we're doing. Yep. And lastly, we just want to say thank you.
Yeah.
We haven't dropped since May 28th of 2023.
It's been a long time.
That's been a long time. And you guys have still been faithfully listening.
Yeah, I forget, like, whoever listens to this episode, which probably be like one or two.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks
for being supportive. We appreciate you guys. We appreciate the follows we've gotten on our Instagram.
Yeah.
If you haven't followed, go follow us. Currently, it's Toes and Tates, but I think by the time the episode drops, it will be John and Tates.
John and Tates, yep.
But yeah, we appreciate you guys. You guys are the reason we're able to do this.
Yeah.
Nobody was listening, we wouldn't keep making podcasts, that's for sure.
Hey, if no one listened, at least we could hang out and talk, right?
For real,
So it's been cool. I mean, that's kind of just where we've been, what's next. I think we covered it pretty well.
We did, man.
Yeah, changed to John and Tates.
John and Tates, man. This is going to be iconic. I'm already feeling it.
I'm excited for it, yeah. So I'm excited for what's next, you know?
Yeah.
As John said, go follow us on the socials. I mean, if that's it, bro.
Yeah.
We can get out of here.
All right, we're out.
Bye.
Bye.
See you.